Donald Trump's latest campaign reboot includes a renewed focus on the economy, which many voters say is their top concern this election year.
We are ready to show the world that America is back, bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Trump outlined his plans to cut taxes, spur job growth, and renegotiate trade deals in a speech in Detroit that was interrupted repeatedly by protesters. Trump is hoping to turn his campaign around after a difficult week that saw rival Hillary Clinton surge into big leads in national and key state polls. Trump surrogates, like former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, tried to calm jittery Republicans.
I remember George Bush the first being 16 points down to Dukakis going into September. So let's, you know, calm down. Everyone should calm down about it.
Campaigning in Florida, Clinton urged voters to be skeptical of any Trump reboot, and she countered what she described as Trump's pessimistic view of the future.
And I am proud to be on the side of those who want to build a positive, optimistic future, who want to get the economy working for everybody, not just those on the top.
Trump's best chance to alter the dynamic of the race may not come until the presidential debate set to begin next month, says analyst Tom DeFrank.
I continue to believe that this is going to come down to the first debate at Hofstra University in Long Island on September the 26th. I think by the end of that week, that's a Monday night, I think by the end of that week, we will probably know who the next president is going to be.
In the meantime, Trump should avoid missteps like his recent feud with the parents of a U.S. Army captain who died in the Iraq War, says Kyle Condit.
And I also think that they're the sorts of things that might turn off a small but significant part of the Republican electorate, particularly those who might be more internationally focused and might think that Trump just has too many rough edges to be president.
Trump is also dealing with more Republican defections, including Maine Senator Susan Collins and 50 former national security officials who signed a letter warning that Trump would be the most reckless president in U.S. history. Former CIA Director Michael Hayden and former Homeland Security Secretaries Tom Ridge and Michael Chertoff were among those who signed the letter. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.